podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. So hey everyone, we're back today and we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, and I have one of my great friends on. Her name is Justice, and she is a young African-American female who is pursuing entrepreneurship and has her own business going. So she can go ahead and give you some more information about herself and what she's been doing and what that looks like.
Okay, so hi guys. As Ivy said, my name is Justice. I am a female from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm about 22 years old. Well, I'm not about 22. I am 22. And I am an entrepreneur. Probably like many people listening to this podcast, I have a lot of passions and a lot of talents, and I kind of like to explore all of them. And so there's no better way to do that than through entrepreneurship. A few things that I do, primarily I'm an event planner. So I have my own event planning business called The Sacred Events. I am also a designer, graphic designer to be more specific. I do UI and UX work. And as a hobby, I like to do nail design. So I taught myself how to do nails. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and some of my ventures.
So that's super exciting. I love that you have a lot of different passions and things that you've been working on in terms of being an entrepreneur, especially with like starting your own event planning business. What did that look like when you started to get into that? And how did you know you wanted to be an event planner? And what were your first steps for those who may be interested in that route for entrepreneurship?
So event planning is kind of one of those industries that most of us just kind of fall into some type of way. Like, it's no set path. Like when I was a kid, I always wanted to be an event planner. Like, no, I didn't even consider it as like a career path when I was younger. However, I did do things, and I had a lot of character and personality traits that are very useful as an event planner. Like, I've always been very assertive. I've always been very creative. Always like to put things together and organize things, very detail oriented. And so I worked a job and I did event setup and breakdown. There was other things for that job too, but that was the thing I liked the most. And so I saw a lot of very, very large companies come, because it was at a Congress Center. And so they would always have their conferences and stuff like that. And so they were like Microsoft, Herbalife, all of that. And so just seeing that, I think that was kind of my first time really like thinking, I kind of like this. I like this environment here. But I didn't even give it that much thought as like a career path. It was just a job that I actually really enjoyed. And so fast forward, I moved to LA to go to college, and I was pursuing film and television, which is a passion of mine. I love analyzing television shows and movies, like, you know that, because we watch them together, and I always think, like, I think so deeply about it, and so it's a passion of mine, and that's why I went to California. But eventually, I kind of realized I didn't want to work in that industry for the rest of my life. And so I really can't tell you what it was that triggered me to turn towards event planning. All I know is that in fall of 2017, I found myself doing like tons of Google searches of like event venues, managing an event venue, managing events, And so I just kept Googling it. I have no idea why, but like from fall 2017 to fall 2018, I started doing so much research. So it was just research, 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 and looking at like pictures and designs and kind of like what it would take to be an event planner and event venue manager. And then in December of 2018, I decided I wanted to get an internship. I wanted to shadow an event planner and then potentially start an internship. And so I started looking on Instagram, I started looking on Google, and I found someone, and I kind of stalked her page for a couple weeks before I reached out to her, because I just wanted to make sure that she was going to be like the person I wanted to learn from. And she was. And so then I just reached out to her and I asked, can I shadow you at an event? And she was super nice. And one of the things that I especially like about the event planning industry, that's not necessarily the same in the Hollywood industry, is that there's competition, but it's not cutthroat. So I told her just straight up, I want to be an entrepreneur. That's why I want to learn. I want to own my own business. And she was super excited about it, super helpful. Whereas like if I was in a different industry and I said that I wanted to eventually become competition, they might not want to train me. And so then I shadowed her for a holiday party, and then I shadowed her for a wedding. And then I just found that I really loved it. It was insanely overwhelming. So much going on, very fast paced. And then I went home every night and thought, man, I really love this. This is really fun. And so then I pursued the internship in January, and it will officially be over in May. But I couldn't wait that long. And so I started pursuing my own company in January of 2019. So I started putting together a name, putting together a brand of what I wanted my niche to be. And so from January 2019 to about January 2020, it was just more foundational stuff. It was like thinking of, what is my target market? Like, who do I want to do events for? What do I want my planning to look like? What do I want my brand to be? Administratively, what do I want to do? What do I want to offer? And so I just had to do like so much research, so much trial and error, doing little events here and there, just to kind of get my feet wet and see what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. And then just slowly kind of like progressing. And yeah, and then that kind of brings us up to today, where I'm constantly doing outreach, constantly building my brand, building my network. And unfortunately, due to Corona, that the industry is a little bit on pause, but it's still not going to stop what's going on right now with me reaching out to people and trying to get clients and trying to plan for the future. So yeah, that was kind of long, but that's kind of like my whole journey into event planning up to now.
But I think that's good, because it really encompasses a lot of what it means to be an entrepreneur. You know, you first have to, before you jump into anything, it's like, do your research, make sure you know what you're getting into, you know what that industry looks like, especially like you're trying to do what others are already doing in terms of entrepreneurship, and finding what is going to work for you in terms of being an entrepreneur. Like for me, it's my podcast, but of course it's like I had to really figure out like, what do I want my podcast to look like? What are other people doing on their podcasts? How am I going to be different so I'm not just fitting into another category? Like, what's going to make me stand out from the rest? So really doing that foundational like research, and then like starting to learn from people, like reaching out to people that have done podcasts, that are working in there, like really understanding what that is. I did a lot of that myself, like reaching out and asking them like what they do, like what their goal is, like how did they kind of come about it, just so I can get like another understanding. And I think that's very important to first do research, then find someone that can mentor you, because you're not going to just learn everything you need to know through research. You know, you're going to have that like personal experience. So that's very important. And then like once you get that, it's like, okay, now you have all of those like backbone pieces that you need in order to start your business and really start what you have and get going with that, which I think is great. You know, you sat down and you started, like, now you were able to say, okay, I have this foundational knowledge. Now I can start my business and start applying what I know and the skills that I've learned to therefore make my brand and make my business, which is really important. And then that leads us to today, which is basically, you know, now it's really just adapting as you go and really trying to continue to build and make what you started, like, work and flourish, which I think is really important. And I think it's important in terms of being an entrepreneur, especially being a young, like, Black female and doing what you're doing right now and still being a college student is very important because, you know, by the time you're out of college, your brand is probably going to be, like, popping, you know, because I feel like a lot of people wait until after college to start. And it's like, no, start while you're in college, because by the time you graduate, your business could be, like, already turning over a large profit.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of my plan. It's a little bit intimidating as a college student doing all of this, but like you said, like, I kind of keep that long-term picture in my head that when I get out of college, I don't want to just be starting out. When I get out of college, I want my business to be booming and I want to be set. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be homeless, living out of my car, none of that. I want to do the work now, even if it's kind of like doubling down on everything, as long as I can be secure in the future.
And so what does it look like now in terms of trying to maintain a business that you've already started? Like, what does that look like? How long does it take, like, per week to put in that time? Does it vary? Is it a set time? Like, how does that work in terms of continuing to build off of your brand?
There is 100% no set time. It's like all hours of the day. It's like going hard 24/7. It's not 9 to 5. It's not 40 hours a week. Sometimes it's 80 hours a week. And honestly, what it looks like is it's really, really hard. It's really hard to be consistent. It's really hard to stay motivated. And it's just really hard to keep trying to grow, especially at a smaller level. Like, I'm not a large business. I'm not super known and popular right now, and so it's kind of hard to keep persisting and working towards getting known and getting to where I want to be. And so putting in all those hours of outreach, of maintaining my website, maintaining my Instagram, maintaining the network I have, it's really hard. And it's just kind of like trial and error. You have to try tons of new things. So there's some people who are just naturally gifted at Instagram. Like, they just gain followers like it's nothing. And they just have a really strong presence and a really good personality for it. And then there are others who might be better at, let's say, maybe YouTube or a website or in person. So it's just kind of like finding your strengths and stuff. You have to cover all the bases no matter what, but finding your strengths and really kind of like just utilizing that to its fullest capability. And so it's just really hard. It's really hard. It's really time consuming and it takes a lot.
What's one thing that you've learned from, like, putting in all those hours and, like, putting in that time to figure out what type of outreach works best for you, even though you have to cover all your bases, like you said? What have you learned throughout this process so far?
What have I learned in terms of which outreach is best for me? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I've learned that, honestly, I'm still searching. And right now, I say that I'm strengthening the things that I know I'm not good at yet. I haven't even found my ace in the hole yet. I'm still searching. I'm still strengthening certain things. Like, for me, it's Instagram. Last year, I might post once a month. And now I'm like, every single business owner that I've studied says, no, you need to be consistent. You need to post every day. At a minimum, at a bare minimum, every week. And so for me, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been training myself to do, is stay consistent with things that even you aren't super strong in. And so I do a lot of email marketing also. And so that's something that I'm strengthening. Other things, LinkedIn is something that I'm utilizing right now. I've noticed a lot of people on LinkedIn. When I do my research for certain people that I might want to partner with for events, and I research certain people in their marketing department, in their human resources department, and I connect with them on LinkedIn, I'm always really surprised to find that they actually accept it. And so with that, I'm thinking, okay, this might be a new avenue for me to explore also. And so for me, it's just kind of like strengthening the things that I'm not super strong in right now.
Right. That makes sense. I definitely agree. Like, me also being an entrepreneur myself and like starting my own business and my financial management business and my podcast is definitely a lot of consistency, like building up that consistency and making sure your presence is always there. Because with a brand, you want people to trust you, you know, you want people to be like, okay, if she can be consistent with Instagram, she's going to be consistent to help me when I need to talk to her. Like, I know that I'm not going to just reach out to her and then not hear from her for like 5 days. Like, no, I know that I'm going to hear from her within 24 hours. She can post on Instagram, I'm going to see her. I'm going to hear from her. So I think it's like really having that presence so you can get your customers, you can get your business partners and like future people that are going to support you to really like stand by you because of that consistency. So I think that's very important. Very important. And I think it looks, with entrepreneurship, like things will look a little bit different per business that you're like doing things for. Just because I think like with event planning, it does have to be like a little bit more personal in terms of like you really getting to know your clients, because you're bringing their ideas to life, basically, you know, like they may have a specific thing, right? Is that kind of like how it is when you're event planning, or is it like you go in and you just decorate, or do they kind of give you an idea of what they want and you bring it to life?
It's usually an idea of what they want and you bring it to life. It definitely varies from client to client. You have to be super flexible and accommodating as an event planner, because you will have some people who you'll sit down in a client meeting with and they're going to tell you everything they want. They have a vision in their head and it's your job to make that vision come true. And then there are some people who just kind of like have kind of an idea of what they think they want, and they kind of need you to guide it. They kind of need you to kind of just bring everything together, make it make sense. They might just say, I want to have a really big party of 50 people and I want it to be like really cool and I like the color pink. And so then you kind of just have to work with that person and kind of just gauge everything, kind of just like dig deep, ask a lot of questions. It's actually a very similar tactic to design. So I didn't mention this before, but I am a design major. So one of the things is with clients, sometimes they don't know what they want. So you have to ask certain questions. We're trying to ask certain questions to get an idea of how to bring their objective to life. So sometimes everyone might have an idea, but a lot of times people don't understand that every single event has an objective. And so it actually gets a little more technical when you think about it like that, but it actually makes it easier for the event planner, because once we know what the objective is, we can work with you to bring everything else to life.
Right. And I think that's really important. I think that's the beauty of being an event planner and like taking that route of entrepreneurship. It's like you really get to like know people, you know, and you get to talk with them and you're really creating something and bringing it to life, which is really awesome. You get to bring people's ideas to life and like put it out there and like know that's your art and really like showcase that. So I think that's really awesome, because it's a combination of getting to know people, having your own business, and then also creating. And I think that's a really good combination of things. But what are your like, for like the final question of this podcast, but what do you see your business looking like, say like 10 years from now? Like, what do you want your business to look like? Like, what are your goals?
10 years from now, I'd like my business to be a corporation. I actually wanted to have subsidiary businesses. So I want to have event venues. I want to have a prop shop where we actually create props. And I want to have event planners in different cities, different major cities in the U.S. So I would like for it to be in a corporation.
That's really awesome. And with that, like, I know that being in a corporation comes with a whole nother building point, like, once you start getting successful. So we're definitely going to have to check back in later down the line and see how business is going and how you went from starting off with a vision and doing research all the way up to a corporation, because we're speaking it into existence. We're claiming our blessings. But thank you so much for tuning in. Is there any more that you want to like tell anybody, or is there a piece of advice that you would like to leave the audience with?
Just anybody who is out there who wants to be an entrepreneur, the first thing you have to do is start. Like, don't wait till next week. Don't wait till next month. Don't say, oh, I need to do this first. I want to wait for the right time, because the right time is never, ever going to come. The right time is always right now. So whatever you want to do, start it now. Utilize every single thing at your fingertips right now, like social media, everything. Now is the perfect time for entrepreneurs. And yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I hope y'all have learned something great from this. I really do appreciate Justice for joining us today. And as she said, start now. That is the most important thing, because the perfect time is never going to come. The perfect time is now. So thank y'all for tuning in. And tune in next time for our part two of entrepreneurship. We'll be talking about finance and how to start your own financial management business. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
All righty. Bye.
And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.